Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. We will meet Angelina Presley today. She moved to Nashville from Kentucky in 2000, got a publishing deal that eventually led her to Ashley Monroe and country star Miranda Lambert, with whom she formed the Pistol Annies. The Annies put out their debut in 2011, a second album in 2013. Finally, last year, Presley found the time to put out her solo debut called American Middle Class. I asked her, considering the success of the Annies, how she decided when it was the right time to put out a solo album, and got a surprising answer.
I mean, I was 16 when I decided to make this record. I came to Nashville. I went to college because my mom is a teacher, and I have, you know, she has three sisters who are teachers, and I'm from a teeny small town where there's not really a lot of opportunities unless you are educated. So going to college was just like, you're doing it. You know, there's no getting around it. So I went to college, and as soon as I was finished, handed my mom my degree and said, see you later, and moved to Nashville. You know, music is really all I ever wanted to do. When I was a little girl, I had a record player that I would carry around like, you know, some kids have a blankie. I had my little case of 45s and my Holly Hobby record player. So, you know, I moved to Nashville and I started playing songwriter nights and realized that, you know, I stuck out like a sore thumb because I was, I don't know if the word is edgy or what the word is, but I just stuck out. So I got a publishing deal pretty quickly. I think I was in town for about 8 or 9 months and got signed to a publishing deal. So, you know, I've been putting songwriter on the application, you know, the information you fill out when you go talk to the doctor or something, for a long time now.
Or go apply for that job as a waitress.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. I mean, you know, when you fill out it, the first time I ever realized, you know, wow, I'm kind of doing what I want to do. I was in a doctor's office and I was filling out all the information. When it came to occupation, it was like I got to write songwriter, and it blew my mind. But so I've been here and I've been doing it, and you know, people have just been sort of afraid of me because I say what I want, and you know, my hero is Loretta Lynn, and she was a trailblazer, and I strive to be just, you know, remotely like half as good as she was, which so it took some time, and then Miranda stumbled upon my music and she loved it, and she wasn't afraid of me at all. In fact, she asked me to be in a girl band with her.
And the rest of that part is history. I should also point out that you talk about your mom being a school teacher, and your dad was a coal miner. So it would seem that the Loretta Lynn connection was kind of made at birth there.
Yeah. And, you know, I grew up really close to where she grew up. She's probably about, her home place is about 30 minutes from my home place. So, yeah, I used to skip school when I was in high school. I would skip school and go to her house and just kind of write in my journal and take my guitar and, you know, sing, just kind of sit there and will myself to be sitting here.
Well, so. it worked on some
level. I guess it did.
Yeah, absolutely. Angelina Presley is our guest today, and her and her debut album that we've been talking about all this leading up to is called American Middle Class, and something she writes about just really, really well. Tell you what, Angelina, why don't you do that title track if you could, because there's a lot of things come off of that.
I sure will.
Thank you. signs on the back of my little white shoes. Daddy never crossed a picket line. It was hard, but we made it through. Only had one little pair of stonewash jeans with a label on the back. I'm a product of the never give up American middle class. Tear this poor house down. When you know how to build it back, hammer a nail between your heart and your hometown so you can carry this country on your back. Got my education at a school they could afford. Scholarships went to the rich and the grants went to the poor. So I stood behind a little downtown bar for spending money, books, and gas. To be a certified member of the work too much American middle class. Daddy can't get his pension or Social Security. Worked 30 damn years in a coal mine, feeding welfare families. Struggle hard and hide it well. Sure ain't rich and you sure as hell ain't poor enough to get one little break, 'cause everything would collapse without the hard-working, God-loving members of American middle class. Tear this poor house down. When you know how to build it back, hammer a nail between your heart and your hometown so you can carry this country on your
back. Angelina Presley is our guest today on the cafe, and that is the title track of American Middle Class, the stuck in the middle off squeezed American middle class. And Angelina, I've heard you say that this album is from start to finish autobiographical. And did you see yourself as, quote, middle class? Did you see yourself as working class? Were you aware of all that, or was it just kind of where life was?
I think that we were a little bit of both, you know, because back when I was really young, coal mining, it was booming, and my dad was making pretty good money. I think we were middle class at sometimes, and then he would get laid off, and we would, you know, go down to working class, but working class who couldn't find a job. it was like, some years explain it better. My mom, one Easter, came to us. I have a brother and a sister who are younger than me. And she said, "Now, kids, the Easter Bunny has come on some hard times. And he's probably going to be bringing bubble gum this year, not bicycles." So it was like that, you know. Sometimes the Easter Bunny bought a bicycle, and sometimes he brought bubble gum. So I think we fluctuated back and forth. There was a lot of times when Dad was laid off. There was a lot of times when Dad went on strike. So I think I got a taste of both.
Yeah. There's a lot of really wonderful things, like the jeans. You know, you got the one mm-hmm. pair of the stonewashed jeans and all this. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that was you working behind the bar, the same thing, right?
That was me behind the bar. I was a waitress slash bartender in college, and I was the most horrible waitress of all time. Like, you were not going to have a good dinner if I was your waitress.
Were you torn about leaving? I mean, you described it at the beginning as you couldn't wait to get to Nashville, but were you a little bit torn about leaving? You were from, we should give the town a name because it's such a great name. It's Beauty, Kentucky.
Beauty, Kentucky. Of course I was. You know, when I say in American middle class, you know, the chorus of that song, it's, you know, tear this poor house down when you know how to build it back. And, in the middle class, working class, that's what we do. We inspire our kids to go out and find more than we had. But what usually happens is they go out and create almost an identical life, you know. So it was really hard for me to abandon all of that because it's sort of in my DNA, you know. Mm-hmm. Springsteen has a song, Born to Run. It's almost like I was born to stay because that's just how we mountain people do it. We stick together and that's how we survive. So for me to venture out on my own away from the clan was just against everything that I ever knew.
Angelina Presley is our guest today, and we've been talking about that song we just heard, which is the title track of the solo album called American Middle Class. And all right, Angelina, where are we going next?
Well, I could sing the song about how I met my first husband.
Sounds good.
knocked up. Shame, shame.
Hey, you said it was autobiographical. There's yep. Knocked Up from Angelina Presley today. So, you know, that puts another extra kind of twist on how you've done what you've done with your career so far.
Single
at one point, single mom or?
Yep, single mom. I was right in the thick of it, doing my music thing and met this guy who reminded me of Towns Van Zandt, and we went on a tear together, and 3 months later, I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And it was like, at the time, I thought it was going to be just the end of me, and oh my gosh, this is the, and it just turned out to be the best mistake I ever made, you know? It kind of threw a cog in the wheel of things.
You talked about your songwriting being considered kind of strange in Nashville and kind of left of center, and I can see that from the subject matter of some of these, but in a lot of ways you've absorbed a lot of the best things about country writing. Did you kind of study or you just hang out with songwriters? How did that work?
You know, some of these songs on my record, for instance, I wrote a long years ago. When I first got to town, I did hang out with songwriter. I mean, I did songwriter nights and stuff, but I signed with a publisher, 1010 Music, and the owner of the company, you know, knew that I had this raw, scary, what turned out to be scary thing. And he did a great job at protecting that. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they first come to Nashville, it's, okay, well, who can I write with? Who can I get in a room with? And for me, it was the total opposite. I didn't write with anyone for the first 3 years of my publishing deal, specifically because, you know, my publisher just really wanted to protect that raw, edgy thing that I did. So I got an exceptional amount of time to develop my own voice and come up with my own sound. And I'm glad because I feel like it sets me apart in a lot of ways.
Totally.
And then it was actually when I got pregnant is when I started co-writing because my baby kind of sucked all the life's blood out of me, and I got to this place where I had the worst writer's block I'd ever had, and I went in and I said, look, you're gonna have to get me some co-writes because I can't do it. So that's actually why I started co-writing, which also led to many, many great opportunities, and I met so many great people like Lori McKenna and Mark D. Sanders and Luke Laird, and so...
Did you compare stories with those other songwriters when you got together? Did anybody have anything like your story?
I mean, not that they would come in and write a song about it.
Right.
I don't think so. I don't know how to be fake, and I've always said if I could figure that out, I'd probably be a rich woman by now. But I just know what. I know how to do is just tell a story and tell it how it is. And the easiest story to tell is my story because, you know, I'm the one who lived it. But a lot of times what'll happen with me and co-writes is we'll have it'll be more like a therapy session. The next song that I'm going to play today, you know, when I was writing the song, it's a song called Drunk. And I was in the middle of my, I was about to leave my ex-husband, and I wrote the song with Sarah Siskind, and we just sat there, and I was just a mess, like a basket case. I probably don't even know why I showed up that day. And I was just telling her everything that was going on, like, I've done all this and I've done this and he won't, and you know, and she's sitting there taking notes. And I'm like, I look up and I think I'm crying at this point, and she's like, look, this is our song. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not even trying to write a song. I'm trying to tell you about my problems. And she goes, I read all the books, and just had this melody, and it's literally this, the whole song is stuff that I sat there and told her that day about what was going on with me.
Wow. Well, you got to do that now, obviously.
Sure, I will.
A sexy nightgown, fed your baby, whittled all our dead down, and you were drunk. I did your dishes, never let myself go. I kept your baby clean, bought his toys and all his clothes, and you were drunk. And I must be a man's best friend, 'cause that's the state of mind you're always in. This is a game I cannot win, I'm leaving if you're staying. The oil changed, kept my lipstick on, bought the groceries, 4 years have come and gone, and you were drunk. And I must be a man's best friend, 'cause that's the state of mind.
Angelina Presley, our guest today on The Cafe, and that is the song Drunk, as she says about her ex-husband. And I bring that up because you, you're married to the guy who produced this disc, Jordan Powell, and I don't see any songs about him on here yet, at least.
So that's the next record.
I'm hoping it ends up a happier one in that way.
Well, I have to put in a little disclaimer too about my ex-husband. It turns out I was a really bad enabler. And since we have divorced, he has totally turned his life around, and he is a wonderful father now. He sees our kid 2 days a week, and I actually had a song that he and I wrote together that was going to be on this record, and we wound up having to cut it. But I'm sure it'll maybe be on my next record. Mm. But just so the world knows, he's not drunk anymore.
Hey, Angelina, just to change up subjects a little bit, is the Pistol Annie's in the rearview mirror as well, or is that something that might you might do some work together?
No, I don't think Pistol Annie's will always be sort of. I don't think it'll be in the rearview mirror. It's you know, we got really busy, and you can't have a band and a solo artist career with three artists who are having solo careers. When we first started, Ashley and I didn't really have a lot going on, and we were able to work around Miranda's schedule and just kind of follow her around. Ashley put her record out last year, and it was really successful. She's getting ready to put another one out. I just put mine out. So we just kind of had to take a break, and, you know, Pistol Annie's, it's all about fun anyway, and we never really set out to conquer the world. We set out to drink some beer and have a good time and, you know, write some songs. And we did that, and I think we'll do it again at some point, you know, whenever we are able to take a breath and figure out our schedules.
Yeah, you all got a lot going on, so mm-hmm. I totally get that. Angelina, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.